Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More. I'm your host, Lori Frazee, and it's Tuesday night, and it's just starting to storm in Dunellen, Florida. But, you know, I always expect it on Tuesday night, so dogs are not real happy with the thunder and lightning out there. Here's hoping everybody had a great weekend. I was in Madeira Beach at the Bad to the Bone Barbecue Contest down there that the Old Salts Foundation puts on. I'd like to congratulate Team Unknown and Swamp Boys for taking Grand Champion and RGC, respectively. Let me tell you, we had a wet weekend. We had a really hot weekend that was full of challenges to the organizers. You know, it's a first-time barbecue contest for them there. We were packed in like freaking sardines. If you missed the show, I did a little remote from there. Got to actually talk with some new people that I hadn't had a chance to get with, visit it, always get a chance to say hi to some of our regulars when we're at a contest. But if you want to check that out, it is in archives, available in archives. I want to thank my guest also from last week. And if you didn't listen to last week's show, I hope you get a chance to do so. It just seemed like it went really, really fast. And, you know, when we're talking barbecue and I can get off track and my guests can get off track and we try to stay to, you know, a time restraint program, but every once in a while we get a little out of control. Plus, we had really bad storm here last week, so I want to really thank Joe Pierce, who was on last week promoting the barbecue pit masters. It was over the weekend, but he was super gracious and real gracious because I actually lost power and internet, and he hung in there because I had to call in twice. Blog Talk didn't show me as having shut down. I always use I have a little Surface tablet, so it was still up there even though I didn't have internet service, and it showed me as being logged in. So Joe hung for a while, and any of you that have already listened to the show or was with us live, you know that it's extremely frustrating to me, but I really appreciate that anybody that hangs with me during that time, and it happens. We are live, so, you know, that does happen from time to time, and I really appreciate that Joe was so gracious about that. My other guests last week were Lori Stephen, Smoke and Pink. I had Eric Thomas on, a two-time barbecue pitmaster, and we had a lot of fun with him, and Doug Kiles, the Ribs Within, you know, so it was a lot of personalities last week on the show. Barbecue America Magazine, if you haven't seen it, the new one's out, so hope you pick it up and check it out. Lots of information in there. I actually have a recipe in there this week or this month, so check that out. I want to thank my sponsors. Not only, you know, they're not only my sponsors for the radio show, but they're my sponsors for my team. You know, Sweet Smoke Q, if you haven't tried the juice and you want to check it out, or any of his sauces, you can get 20% off by using the code GODDESS, G-O-D-D-E-S-S. Go to his website and check it out. The beef injection should be ready in the next few weeks, so be looking for that on his website. But, you know, the guys that were at the contest this weekend know I had, like, the ugliest ribs in the face of the world and somehow managed to pull out, I think it was 13th. And I told Jim today when I was talking to him, you know, you buy ribs. I don't always go through them. One of these days I'm going to learn to go through them before I go to a contest. And they're just fugly looking. And what I'm an injector, and I literally can reshape those ribs by injecting them with the juice. So if you want to try it, check him out, 20% off. Also, Mac Daddy Smokers. I'm actually going to have the builder of Mac Daddy Smokers with me in Fernandina Beach in 2 weeks. So come by and meet Billy. And take a look at the smoker if you haven't seen it. Be happy to show it to you. Rectech pellet cookers, you know I've got one of those on site. Royal Oak, Pirate 50, and, of course, cookandpellets.com. That's where I use exclusively for my pellets. We are going right to our first interview tonight, and it is the newest grand champion of Barbecue Pitmasters. Robbie Royal, are you there?
I'm here, Lori. How are you doing?
Well, how's everything going with you? I mean, you have to still be on a big high.
That mean that much. It's just another day.
Okay. It's another day in barbecue paradise.
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. We had a blast, and we were very blessed, and it's been a fun few days.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the funny thing is, I think when I actually talked to you the very first time, you actually knew then, didn't you?
Sure.
And I thought you guys were done with all the filming. I was trying to think of where we were when we talked. So it's very difficult to go through all these interviews and everything and just not ever slip and hold that back, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to stay in the moment and keep it in your mind where you are in the series and not let anything slip, because if I were to have, it would have been $1 million slip. I don't have $1 million to pay them, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $1 million slip. So, you know, as you watch that, the moment as they're getting ready to announce, you and Joe both, and let's, you know, talk a little bit about the other competitors for a second, but I really thought, and I like your opinion on it, I really thought there was a lot of evenly matched teams this year. I mean, what do you think about that?
I think it truly was. I think the Georgia regional that we were in, it was extremely competitive. Cook, I think the Texas regional was very close. Junior winning that out. I already knew who won that episode because we'd already competed against Junior in the finale, and I mean in
right.
the semifinal. But sitting here, I didn't know what two teams he competed against when I was watching it, so I was excited. I knew he won in the back of my head. But I was on the edge of my seat because I really thought JD put a hell of a cook out there.
Yeah, he
and,
did.
And I would think that was an extremely close episode. And then as well as Joe's first episode with the Kansas City cook, that was
correct.
Really close to my mind. And I already knew Joe had won because we competed
right.
against him. But I think that was an extremely close cook. But it was fun for me to watch, even though I knew the results of those couple of cooks. I didn't know what teams all of these guys had cooked against. And I thought that was really fun. A lot different than last year, when basically everybody knew who had already won every episode because
right.
of, you know, being at competitions and all. So it was a blast to watch every episode for me. I mean, I had a blast with every episode.
Yeah. Now, did you, and I didn't see this because I was at a contest and, you know, they were watching it in Wink's trailer this weekend, so it was kind of funny about that. But did you have and what I didn't see on Facebook, did you have a viewing party for this? I'm guessing
you
probably did.
We did, actually. We had it on Facebook. We just put it out there. We didn't invite anyone in particular. Raymond put it on his restaurants. You know, we had the viewing, all five viewings that we've watched last year and this year. We watched at Raymond's restaurants,
that's
the Rescue
fun.
Smokehouse Grill. And so it was an open invitation to whoever wanted to show up. I mean, we had folks show up from another state for the finale the other night.
That's fun.
And I feel bad. I've got their names written down, but I don't have it. But, you know, he put it out there that we're having our viewing, and anyone that wanted to show up, you know, Raymond cooked pizzas, I cooked chicken and sausage, and we fed everybody for free and every time this year for an episode, and it was fun to do. So it wasn't a personal invitation to anyone, just whoever wanted to show up.
Yeah, and I figured you guys did have one. I just didn't happen to see it with all the notes out there. And then, of course,
right.
once you won, you have a billion, I think, congratulations, because people really do get behind the competition of the series, don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, we've got one post that's got like 1,300 likes, and that's just very humbling. You know, even though I have around 5,000 friends on the Rescue Smokers Facebook, it's very humbling that you know, 25% of them will send you a message or like a post. And my Twitter account, you know, I probably added 200 or 300 folks Saturday night. And I've had probably a couple of, probably 200 personal messages on Twitter, and it's very nice to, you know, and of course a few haters thrown in, but that's fine too. But it's really neat to make new friends, and I try my best to respond back to every one of them.
Well, and you know, you're always a real gracious guy. I'm looking forward to finally meeting you in person because you're coming
yes,
to Fernandina,
ma'am.
Right?
We'll be in Fernandina next weekend. My wife and I will actually meet her from Wednesday on.
Oh, well, that'll be great to meet her too. But
yes.
You know, I think you attacked this year with a different frame of mind because you did kind of throw the gauntlet down last year that, you know, you were the one to win last year. And, you know, so I think you kind of came in with, I'm going to call it the Matt Barber attitude, was it was yours to lose. You know, that's...
I love Matt's attitude, and I'm working with him on a little project right there, and hopefully I'm fixing to get that going even stronger. But, we were extremely disappointed last year when we lost to Rod Gray in the semi. And it was like I described. I don't know if I did on your show, but I know I have on a few others. It was an 18-hour ride home, and we drove it straight. And for the first 8 or 9 hours, it was the most disappointing 9 hours of my life, I think, because I had a lot going on that weekend. And the next 9 hours, I told Raymond, I said, if we could get this opportunity again, I'm going to be more prepared. You know, I don't think we were prepared, and we still didn't cook all the products that we thought we could possibly get. But we went into this year's series with, you know, let's be a little cockier. Let's throw down the gauntlet more, like you just said. You know, and I guess the best word for it is confidence. And Rob Bagby mentioned confidence last year in one of his interviews that I heard. I don't know if it was your show or Daryl's or whose, but if you don't go in there with confidence, no matter what you see when you open that damn cooler, if you don't say, okay, well, I'm going to do the best I can with this, if you're worried about it, you're in trouble. And,
yeah.
And we went in this season, no matter who they were going to put up there. I was, it wouldn't have hurt me. I wish Rod Gray had been back. I like Rod. We're friends, you know. But I still want another piece of Rod, and he knows I do, and I joke about it all the time. And we'll get that chance eventually. So
yeah,
even if
will.
It's at the National Barbecue Cup, Randall Bowman's cook this coming year, we'll get our shot.
Yeah, and I'm sure that'll be, you know, it'll be on his mind too, because he's going to be Robbie's gunning for me now.
Well, you know, I mean, no matter where we cook next, you know where our next cook is. It's in Fernandina. And if we win, great. If we come in last, that's fine too. Because anyone that's ever cooked personally against us knows that it doesn't matter to us. We're there to have a good time, hang out with our great barbecue friends that we've made over the years, and meet new ones. And if you win something, great. If you don't, so be it. It's not a big deal. It's just a contest. But the best thing about it is that we're going to be out there again cooking with friends, and that's what's important to us. The bad thing is, sure, there's going to be one or two, if they finish ahead of you, they're going to come back on Facebook. Man, he won. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. It's the added pressure to do good. But I'm not going to have that pressure. I don't care. I don't care if we're last next weekend. We're there to have a blast, have a few days off, chill out with our brides, and have some family time and some relaxation time away from home, you know.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Next week's cook is, I got to tell you, I'm so shocked how excited everybody seems to be that's going. And, you know, I mean, it's a non-sanctioned event, and it's like our attitudes are totally different. This weekend spent time talking to everybody that was in Madeira that's going. Everybody seems to be just really excited, and, you know, I'm working the moonshine for the weekend, so I've got... I'm sure we're going to have a good time. Someone goes, it sounds like you guys are going to go there and drink.
It. I'm excited about it. And you better bring some good stuff because I love it. But I'm excited about it just because it's a normal competition. We've only done about 3 or 4 this year, and you know, used to we do it at least every other weekend, and sometimes 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks in a row. And I miss that. We're not able to do that. But more than anything, it is the most awesome venue you will ever cook at. I mean, literally. you've got the beautiful white sandy beaches of Fernandina Beach,
right,
less than 100 yards from every cook site. And it is beautiful. I don't care if it's raining. It's a gorgeous place. We cooked the Great Southern Tailgate 3 or 4 years in a row down. Four years in a row down there, I think. And, you know, and it's just a great cook. It's a great venue. And the people, the public that come in there, I don't think they're going to be allowed there in there on the
still
around for
right.
this. But they're the most, they're just really nice folks that come around, and they just want to learn and talk and chat. And it's a cool venue, and I'm looking forward to the next weekend more than I've looked forward to a cook in a long time.
Yeah, because I know it's not been regular for you. When is the last time you've cooked on the regular circuit?
Let me think. We did Waynesboro, Georgia, May the 9th in Kent, the Boss Hog. And prior to that, we had our worst cook ever down in Bainbridge at the KCBS there.
Oh.
Just because we DQ'd ribs. We were late. So.
Oh, that sucks.
It was an atomic clock problem. But nothing we could do about it.
Yeah, there isn't anything. It is what it is. That's what it becomes, you know.
It's a humbling experience.
Well, and I'm sure you got your chops busted about that. You know, and like you said, I know that there's pressure on you and all of the guys. And let's just talk about that moment. You know, I was watching you as they, you know, get ready to announce, and you guys are both, you know, doing a cleansing breath because – I don't think people really realize that it, the magnitude of that.
I mean, you take, for instance, you're cooking a KCBS event. I know you do a lot of FBA, and I love FBA also, but you're doing the 30-minute turn-ins of the KCBS. That's an adrenaline rush. You're waiting on awards. You know that you've gotten four top 10 calls, and so has two other teams, and you're waiting on that to find out who's third overall reserve and who gets that grand, and that's an adrenaline rush. But when you're standing there, it's almost like standing in front of that cooler. You don't know what's in there, and that adrenaline's pumping, and then when you see it, it's like, wow, it's a surprise. But there, right before awards, it's not just a little 45-second stand there. We're standing there for almost probably an hour doing different – they're asking us so many questions. You don't know what's going to make the show. And
right.
then, I mean, you're tired, you're standing there literally in one spot, you have to smile, you have to be positive, you have to be joking with Joe over there to my left, and when it finally comes out, I mean, you know it's fixing to come, and then when it's ready, the only people who know who's won are Byron and the lead producer, and it's so stressful. I mean, good God, I mean, you had $50,000 a chance to be the Barbecue Pit Masters Grand Champion and an invitation to the Kingsford Barbecue Cup, that's three big things right there in one. You know, that's a life-changing event. They call it life-changing. $50,000 split two ways. After Uncle Sam, it's life-changing, but it's more than we had before. And it's very stressful with a lot of adrenaline pumping. After we finished that night, literally we left the cook site, the Barbecue Pit Masters cook site within 40 minutes of being awarded Barbecue Pit Masters. And where we were, Amy and Stephanie and Raymond, they wanted to go to the casino. And I'm like, I'm totally exhausted at 8 p.m. And I mean, they literally carry me back and drop me off at a motel, and I sleep for 12 hours because my mind is so tired and the adrenaline rush is so draining. But it's the best feeling I've ever felt in barbecue, that and the Big Pig Jig win.
Yeah, and I knew Big Pig Jig was big for you, but I loved what you said, barbecue dreams do come true.
I mean, they do, you know. I mean, we wanted to be on Pitmasters last year, and to have the opportunity in this year, which was very surprising to us. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like in the last 12 months, everything's come full circle for Raymond and I. We haven't been able to cook as much, but everything we wanted to win, we've won. There were only two things left at the end when we decided when we both got our new careers. You know, I got a promotion, he opened a restaurant. There were only two things left that we really wanted to do. That was to compete on Barbecue Pit Masters, win, lose, or draw, and win the Big Pig Jig. And now that we've done both of those, we've had to add a little something to the bucket list, and that's to go win the Kingsford Cup.
Well, I was going to say, now it's been handed to you is what your next bucket list thing is. And when is that? Because I kind of I didn't even think to look it up.
I tell you, I think it's filmed every November in a different location. I don't know. I haven't been able to get an answer yet. I actually called Chris Lilly this past weekend because he's won the only other event that's a qualifier for that, and that's Memphis in May. And usually he's the host for the Kingsford Cup. But hopefully we'll find out something. I think it actually airs on TV on Destination America this weekend, the Kingsford Cup from this past November.
Right.
And hopefully we can get some information out about where it's going to be from Kingsford after that.
And is I forget how that series works, but it's a very limited number. How many is it?
There's eight teams. There's eight invites. And it's not okay. really a series. It's one cook. They don't pay you any expenses or anything. You have to get your own way out there 100%, carry your cook trailer. And one team's walking away with money. The other seven don't get a flipping thing. So,
yeah.
you know, it's one in, but it's a one in eight shot at 50 grand. So.
Yeah, and, you know, and what kind of sucks about that is as expensive as barbecue is, it is kind of interesting that they've made lots of shows on grilling and barbecue, and a lot of the time the teams foot the majority of their expenses, and people don't realize how expensive it is.
No doubt. I mean, you know, I mean, you're not getting anything unless you're the big winner. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Last year in the semifinals, the three semifinalists, they got $5,000. When we got there and won our semifinal this year, they didn't have any. I was like, where's our check? You know, I mean, because you really don't know beforehand what's going on, what's going to be the prize, except for the finale prize. And, you know, they didn't give semifinal prizes this year, which I'm not disappointed now, but, you know, it could have been a disappointment. I'm sure it was for Joe.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you heard, he was on last week. I know you were on another show, and he was on last week just to kind of talk about the anticipation of it. Them just opening a restaurant, you know, couldn't have been better
timing.
I'm
proud for it. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it opened up yesterday. It had to. I haven't talked to him. I talked to him a couple of times on Saturday, and we were texting him back and forth during the entire show because we don't have a clue what's going to be on that show. I mean, he filmed us for 20 hours, and, you know, each 20 hours each team, and then the judges 20 hours. You don't know what they're going to put into that 44 minutes. So it's fun to watch. There were a couple of things that they didn't put in that I would have loved for them to put in, and but I thought they edited it real well. I thought it brought Joe out in a positive manner. I think it brought me out in a positive manner, and I thought the edits this year were phenomenal, personally.
And actually, him and I talked a little bit about that, as well as I talked with Eric early last week too. You know, I think they've done a good job this year. Of course, I don't think they had anybody act like a total butthead like they've had in the past, you know, but they made teams look good. They didn't make anybody look stupid, you know, but of course I don't think teams this time around, you know, were overly ignorant. There's been a few teams that were just awful, you know, and they let them do their own destroying of themselves, but I think they did a really good job with the editing.
I agree, and, you know, there's teams that deserve the opportunity to go cook and pit masters. You know, there's a lot of teams that have great resumes that put in for it, and, you know, none of us that are on the show have any control. We don't have a clue where we're going to get chosen, who we're called, and we catch flack from a few folks about, well, I think so-and-so, maybe they should have been there, but we don't control that. That's the casting department with the production company, and you know, when they ask you, you're going to go. If you don't go do it, you're a fool, because it's the most fun experience, and you'll have a different outlook on it. I think anyone can tell you it is exhausting. It drains you mentally, and even though you've got that big prize, that big goal at the end, each one of the 18 teams did this year, you want to be it, and it is absolutely. I know from last year how demoralized I was when I didn't get called the winner. And so it's a huge letdown, and let me tell you, it'll light a fire under you like nothing before. And we left there. I told Wayman last year, I said, we're going to win the pig jig this year, and and maybe we'll get another shot at Pitmasters. I said, if we get that shot, I don't know what it was, but I just had that feeling at Big Jig, and I had that feeling at Pitmasters that we were going to, I wouldn't say dominate, but we were going to be one hell of a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, well, like I said, you definitely could tell you attacked it differently. Of all the cooks during this round, what was your favorite thing that they actually had you cook?
My favorite thing was probably the beef ribs.
Oh, really?
And that's simply because I've never cooked them good, and it was a challenge. And I knew that if Raymond and I could pull that off, we had a shot. Because I knew our country style ribs were going to be good. I knew that we were going to be really well with our baby backs, because that's what we cook day in, day out. And when I saw those beef ribs in that cooler, I knew that if we could pull that off, that we had a shot. And that and the salmon was fun, too.
Well, like I told you, I flipped out when I saw you lay out that knife. And then this weekend I saw Tommy Harden clean a bunch of fish with the
right.
electric knife, and I was really impressed. But, yeah, you were amazing with that. And of the stuff, what were you the most, and you can tell us now because you look confident on everything, what was the thing that probably stumped you up the most?
I think the fact that when we saw all four meats, it was a big-ass cooler. Excuse my ass. It was a big cooler that we had in front of us for the finale. And
right.
I'm not going to lie, they had three people or four people on each cooler toting it over there. And it looked like it was extremely heavy. It wasn't the blue cooler like it has been in every other episode of Pitmasters. And I knew how they – I was hoping for a whole hog. Everybody knows I had to be hoping for a whole hog because it's one of our best categories we ever cooked. And that's what they got in the finale last year. But I didn't think it was a whole hog, but I thought maybe it could be a suckling pig with – another category or something. But when I opened the cooler and I saw four meats, I knew in the back of my head what they'd done to us in Fernandina, in the semifinale, about having to put three different styles of ribs in one box. And that popped in my head immediately when I saw all four categories, whole chicken, the spare ribs, the pork butt, and the brisket in there. So they're fixing to make us put all of this in one box. And they didn't. You know, but I'm not going to lie to you. And I told the producer and my cameraman, I said, we've got the presentation. I know what we're going to do, because being part of Thomas's little Georgia-Florida competition last year gave us one hell of an edge there. I knew what we didn't do right in that box last year down in Lake City.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, in Lake City we needed to do then. So the presentation was not an issue. I wasn't even worried about that. I knew, but I could hear Joe say, how the hell. I knew what we were going to do.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's funny.
But the biggest part of it for us was that these were really small whole chickens. They were really good, great skin on them. But when we separated the legs and the thighs, I mean, literally the thighs were probably only 4 or 5 ounces. And so right then we made that decision. On the show, you can see we got a pan of thighs and then we got a pan of legs. And we made that decision pretty quickly after we debated it for a few hours while we were prepping everything else to go with the legs. We've never turned in legs before in our life, and they were freaking awesome. That was the best product in that box was the chicken leg.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You felt like that, huh?
Yeah, I felt like we knocked all four of the categories out of the park. I felt like we presented the box. I think I've got the pictures of all three of our boxes that I got off Facebook, off of, whether it be Budell Meats, who was the meat supplier,
right,
off of Destination, or Barbecue Pitmasters. They posted pictures of our boxes, and I truly think, and I'm not tooting our own horn because we never do that, our three boxes this year were the best three-looking boxes in the entire show. And we all know that folks eat with their eyes. Even Meyer and Tuffy and Moe eat with their eyes first. They taste with their eyes. They know it's going to taste good. And I think it gives you that advantage, because in any competition, you've got to be extremely precise with those boxes. If you're not, you're losing points already.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer of that, too. Those are your free points, and you got to get them. Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about the fact about the Lake City thing. You never know what you do on the side at these contests that prepare you for something else, and that's a perfect example.
weekend. I mean, the beef ribs, I've cooked them twice here at the house in the backyard on a Sunday just to try something different before we even knew that we were. It's been probably 4 years. And, I mean, literally could not chew them. And, I mean, I stripped the membrane off the back of them and
yeah.
everything when I cooked them here. And I cooked them slow. I cooked them fast. And neither time they came out well. So I took an extra layer of skin after we took the silver membrane off the back, silver skin off the back of the ribs. In between each rib, there's still a little bit of clear silver skin. And I took
yeah.
that layer off also, and I think it made a difference for us.
Wow.
You know, really do. To beat Junior Urias, he's an awesome cook. I've been friends with him on Facebook and talked with him on the phone for probably 2 years now. And to actually see him walk up for that semifinal, I'm not going to lie, I was scared, but I was proud to see him because he's been a good friend on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's cool, and it's we're so happy for you. I mean, I knew you and Joe were going to do well. Joe told a story about how he sent Ken Wood's wood box on fire the week, or, you know, during
yes.
his...
Yeah, and that was during crunch time. I think it probably hurt Ken a little bit. I've actually had a personal conversation with Ken about that, and he said, you know, it knocked us off our game, and you know,
oh, really?
That changed the tenderness of the product that he didn't do well in. But you know, it knocked him off his game, and I hate that for him. But Joe's gonna have a career in barbecue, I think.
Yeah, and you know, for such a new guy, he's gonna do a great job, and his brother's got a lot of personality, and he seems
yes.
to be right on it with Joe too.
Yeah, the one thing that they didn't put on Pitmasters, I hope they do a little outtake on it like they do every year and have it on the Facebook or something, but Joe was wearing bright red tennis shoes. And when I saw those bright red tennis shoes, I knew exactly what I was going to say in our opening introductions, and I did it. And Myron, you see part of this, and Myron asked me after, he says, Robbie, what do you think about this young buck being over here, coming in here trying to take your money? And I looked down at his tennis shoes. Did Joe tell you about this? And I looked down at his tennis shoes, and I said, I looked back up at Myron, and I said, well, Myron, I've already talked to the wizard. And Joe and his little red slippers right there, he might as well have grabbed Toto and the Tin Man and going back to Kansas. And I hate that didn't make that show, because I was going to have me a T-shirt made. Myron, I didn't talk to the wizard, and so I don't get to make that shirt.
That's funny. And you still might do that, because now that you're starting, you probably are going to tell everybody that you talk to on radio and television about
yeah.
that. That could be a trademark.
It was funny because they really, on the post competition, they came over and did about 7 or 8 minutes of video of his tennis shoes. So I hate that didn't make the show, because I think it would have been as good as Harrison Sapp, Southern Soul Barbecue, you know,
yeah.
about don't eat the catfish. You know, that's
oh,
what he
yeah.
sells T-shirts that says don't eat the catfish. I think it would have been just as cool of a little saying as that, but it didn't make it. But I went in there to have a good time, Lori.
Yeah.
I mean, I really went in with vengeance, but I went in, I was going to act my – what you saw in the semifinal round with Robbie singing, dancing, that's Robbie at a competition. Any of my good friends, Rub Bagby, Terry McKay, Damon Woolley, Dana Hillis, Forrest, they know that's me and my personality to cook is happy-go-lucky. And what you saw in the semifinal round when we cooked those ribs, that's Robbie Roark. And I had a blast doing it. And I'd do it again if they were to call today. I'd say, heck yeah, no matter if there was a $50,000 in the rainbow or not, I'd do it because it's so much fun.
Well, you and Raymond did a great job. It's good that you guys have the cook. I just swallowed a damn bug. I was attacked by a bug. You and Raymond have such great cooking chemistry. You have your own things going on, and, you know, that's a huge part of success, and you guys have worked it out, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we have a blast cooking together. We're just great friends. We're kind of like brothers. We argue a lot. We disagree on how to cook things. We did on each episode of Barbecue Pitmasters this year. I mean, we really had deep conversations, bullheaded conversations. I felt like we should do this. He felt like this. But we were fortunate that, you know, finally I either give in or he give in, and every
right.
time it worked out. So we were real fortunate.
Okay. And now, before I go to my next guest, who I'm sure is going to want to say something to you, I was looking at the Destination America website, and they had all these questions, and last week I did it to all the guests, so I'm going to hit you with it. How many ribs have you ever eaten at one sitting in your life?
Probably an entire slab.
Well, that's
probably
not that 12 many.
12 ribs.
No, okay.
That's probably the most I've ever eaten.
Okay, and if you could only have one meat till the end of the world or the rest of your life, what one meat would it be?
Steak.
Okay.
Preferably a filet.
A filet? Actually, I think that was what Joe said. One of the guys last week said filet for their meat. Bacon or burnt ends?
Wow. Bacon.
Okay. See, we know you differently now, but let me click Daryl in here because Daryl's my next guest, and I'm sure he wants to say hey to you. Daryl, are you there?
Daryl's the only person that can talk more than me.
Oh, actually, I'm trying to. There he comes. Wait a minute. Daryl, are you there?
Yeah, doing good. How you doing, Robin?
Hey, Daryl. How you doing, my friend?
Congratulations on your big wins and all that stuff on Pitmaster. That was really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you're doing good with your BSPN. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And, you have some really sharp outfits out there. I think everybody ought to try to buy a rescue smoker jacket and shirt. I was really impressed with, I mean, it looked NASCAR. It looked really, really good.
Yeah.
You're a good example for the other cooks.
I appreciate it. We wore T-shirts last year, and I told Raymond, let's pop it a little more. We just bought those bowling shirts and got our normal stitch lady to stitch them up, and they turned out really well. The first one had a smaller logo, and I told her, I said, I want it bigger. I want it pop where folks can read it, and it's pretty cool. And you may see those on our website once it gets up next month. So we'll see.
Well, Robbie, we're looking forward to seeing you next week. Congratulations.
Yes,
we're super happy for you. And,
Thank you.
As things come up, get a hold of us, and we'll be happy to get you out there.
That's great. Thank you. And I just want to tell Daryl, one of the best times I ever had talking about barbecue, he filmed our whole hog presentation. I'll never forget, Robbie. Memphis in May, and that was there's a lot of funny stuff that happens on that hour and a half of video that you really – don't need to let your kids see, but
was there.
Pretty cool to watch. So, but that was fun, and I hope y'all have a good rest of the show.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks for spending some time
with
us.
Thank you, Lori.
All right.
I'll see you over some shine in a week and a half.
All right. Sounds like a wiener.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. That's Robbie Royal, Rescue Smokers, and Season 5 Grand Champion of Barbecue Pitmasters. Congratulations to him and Raymond. And our next guest is none other than the czar of barbecue superstars, Daryl Mast. And so, Daryl, welcome to my show.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Hard to follow an act like Robbie Royal. He really represented barbecue well. And barbecue is a sport. And I really felt like he went out and represented himself as
Absolutely.
A sports team on the Barbecue Pitmasters. And then he won it all. And that was just a really big, shining moment.
Yeah.
You know, in the sport of barbecue.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things we talked about, and I don't know if you had happened to hear it or not, but they really did put comparable teams together. You know, I still had a little thorn in my side that they didn't even really represent Florida at all when I think, you know, some of your top teams are in Florida. And it's like we just got left out. All we were good for was loaning cookers. But
well, I mean, it's a KCBS show. I mean, the people that are on there are KCBS people, and KCBS people win it all, and it's all KCBS. So you can't expect FBA and IBCA and those to get equal representation because they're not going to do it. I mean, they're looking for KCBS teams, and I mean, so I'm sure it's negotiated or MMA creative has something to do with the putting together of the show. So, I don't expect that. I expect to see KCBS teams on the show.
Oh, well, but while we're talking about sanctioning bodies, because, you know, really one of the things we wanted to come on today and talk about is there's a lot going on with barbecue superstars. So first, you know, we've have done the BSPN, and people are really enjoying that. Why don't you tell us a little bit of just a quick update for some of my listeners who may not hear your show, but where you've been recently and what your upcoming contests are.
Well, what you know, as a whole, what we've done is we've started the BWCS, which is the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series, and we're trying to put together a 40-contest circuit across the United States in a matrix. We don't want anybody to have to drive very far. I mean, Michigan, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Utah. I don't see any reason to leave those states out. We'd like to get contests in the Northeast and all across America so that any sanctioning body that they're in can compete. You know, once we get the 40 contests all put into the BWCS, then we want to have a television circuit. Now, the idea of the television circuit is just like NASCAR. You know, NASCAR was really nothing. It was dirt tracks and a whole lot of backwoods running.
Yeah.
Until they started broadcasting. And really, the moment that brought NASCAR out of the woods was when David Pearson and Cale Yarborough fought on the side of the track. I know a lot of people, you know, have heard that before. It recently was on HBO, but it became a big-time national sought-after sport after, you know, they had that big television event. And, you know, broadcasting plus a big sport is what makes big national sports. You know, the
right.
NBA wouldn't be nothing if, you know, we didn't have NBA, which the finals just were over, and probably the highest sought after and watched sporting event since the Super Bowl. And, you know, that'll never happen with barbecue unless we get a consistent broadcasting system together. Well, you know, everybody knows now, I guess, KCBS don't want no cameras out there, so IBCA's almost got as many contests as KCBS does. So, you know, I'm trying to look around for PNWBA. You know, there's a lot of sanctioned bodies out there, really KCBS fronts, you know, so they may or may not, depending on what's going on behind the scenes, want cameras out there at their contests. So, you know, we'll take any contest we can get in the BWCS in order to fill out a complete circuit of 40. Now, 40 contests is twice as many as Sam's Club, but the whole reason we're doing that is there are 50 states, and there's a lot of area around the United States. 20 contests is not going to cover the United States, not without people driving 1,500 miles. I mean, and it's not fair for a team to have to drive 1,500 miles and try to compete with a team that just drove 50 or 100.
Right.
And then, you know, the other thing is, the other fact that I'm trying to pursue in this is that we're not going to establish new contests and take people away from your contest. You know, we're going to try to use your contest as a BWCS qualifier and allow you to benefit from the circuit. So, you know, we would like to get it to the point in 2 or 3 years that these 40 contests, other contests, are becoming qualifiers just to get to that contest because it's an original BWCS
right.
contest. And then after we get all this established, you know, I'll probably only be able to broadcast at 20, 25 contests. Now, you know, I've done one other huge, big thing. And now for the world championship parts of this BWCS, I've had some trouble trying to get sanctioned and trying to get this thing off the ground. I have. Now, Tennessee Barbecue Association will always sanction, I'm sure, our world championships, and I want them to have some of them. But I ran up on some stuff in the past month, and I'm not going to put, you know, I'm essentially not going to put up with it. I am not going to let anything get in the way with forming this circuit and trying to make a legitimate sport out of barbecue. And so I went out and started my own sanctioning body, the U.S. Barbecue Association. I'm not really interested in going out and taking a bunch of contests from other sanctioning bodies, except for one. But what I'm interested in is always having that to fall back on to sanction any world championship that I form. Now, I am going to form one other world championship. There are going to be two world championships at Barbecue Superstars, one in the BWCS and another one. And I'm not going to really talk about the other one right now, but I feel like in order to get a real strong circuit to broadcast, now the whole goal here is to get real television going. Now I've got 2.1 million subscribers on Barbecue Superstars television right now, and they signed contracts for 15 more outlets. So the amount of people that are going to be watching is going up, up, up really quick. Now, I don't see anything wrong with going out to a regular contest and broadcasting that contest to 10, 15, 20 million people every weekend for a BWCS circuit, and they can see who's there, who qualified, who's moving on, and then, you know, take it all the way to a world championship. That is what's going to bring in sponsors for television, for the contest. If you're one of the 40 contests, you know, I can envision, you know, you getting $1 million sponsorship one of these days just for the contest. And that's what's been lacking. You know, the sanctioning body can't get all the sponsorship and hold everything hostage.
You're right.
Because there are 40 events, 20 events. There are a lot of events out there that equally should share in the money so that everybody can put together a good program, you know, a good outlay for the general public. So if you got, you know, the events that are involved in the circuit struggling to try to get sponsorship, struggling to get anything together, then they can't perform what they've set out to do, as well as, you know, everything else fall in line. It's a weak situation. But, you know, with the formation of a 40 contest circuit, television, week after week, people start knowing who the people are. Now, I will say this. We're going to make our own champions, you know. If you don't want to be in this circuit and you'd rather go to the same contest that's been there 25 years, nobody even knows you're at, then that's your business. You know, go ahead, because I guarantee you the people who are going to win in these contests are going to be legitimate champions. And once we get 2 or 3, 4 years behind us, I'll put the people who've been tried by the fire up against anybody in the country. So we don't need anybody that's already a champion. We can make our own champions. And
Wait, before you go on from that, when you're talking about the championship as a whole for your first event, you actually have some invitations that are going to be an automatic. You want to talk about that right now, since that's kind of where you're at?
So,
yeah.
Well, you know, there's people out there who've got really big names that I feel like have earned their way. Now, there have been some promises made back in history of competition barbecue. You know, you qualify 10 times for the Jack, you got an automatic bid for life. Well, they'll throw that one in the trash can. You got to qualify every year. And I just feel like that in order to, you know, keep people from saying, oh, shoot, that's a bunch of bottom feeders, because, you know, that's exactly what they say, the first thing. I tried to invite the absolute best there is, who I see are the best, as an automatic bid, which I don't think anybody can argue, you know, that Alyssa Cookson, Chris Lilly, Tuffy Stone, Myron Mixon, Natural Born Grillers, Alan Smith, Sweet Swan of Mine, Mark Lambert, Malcolm Reed. You get Mark Lambert and Malcolm Reed at the same contest. That's really the gold standard of trying to become a world champion, because to get past those two guys is almost impossible. And it doesn't matter if it's KCBS, MBN, whatever it is. If Mark Lambert and Malcolm Reed pull out there, you got a load on your hands. And then, of course, we've got the FBA royalty, Dana L. Hillis, who might be one of the best cooks to ever get behind a grill, and Terry McKay, Jim Elser. Jim Elser is more than worthy. He's dominated the FBA the last 2 years. Matt Barber, who won the FBA last year. What's my man's name?
Rob Bagby.
Yeah, Rob Bagby, Swamp Boys. You know, we're talking about just in the list of automatic bids. There's
right.
one guy there on that list that a lot of people don't know, and that's Ronnie Wade. And Ronnie Wade's down in Texas, and he's just as good as any world champion who's ever come across the stage. And I would love for Ronnie Wade to come to Columbia, South Carolina, October 3rd and the 4th, and win the BWCS World Championship so everybody would know he's a very humble guy. He stays in the background. He enjoys winning contests instead of talking about contests. And Ronnie Wade's name is on that automatic bid list. Now, I know I'm up against the American Royal, and everybody out there is saying, oh, my God, why would you schedule on the same week as the American Royal? Well, be honest with you, I don't care anymore. And, you know, as ugly as this may sound, the truth is, if you go to the American Royal, nobody's going to know you're there until after you're gone. Now, you can go talk about it after you're gone, but it's probably going to be the same people and the same results in about the same way every single year. So, you know, if you've done it 25 or 30 years, go do it again. Just go through the same process. There's only one group of people that's going to get any good out of the American Royal, and that's KCBS. And, you know, if you guys want to continue to feed them people, then get your spoon and keep feeding them. Take your $1,000 a week and give it to them, because that's all you're doing, and the same people's going to win. The same thing's going to happen. It's going to be the same, you know, unless you can get the good old boy system, you know, it's just going to be the same thing. Why waste your money? Now, I do have the U.S. Barbecue Association. You know, I'll be willing to sanction any of those contests that you feel like you got robbed at, or there was a big scandal afterwards. I am after the worst contest in the country where, you know, it was obvious there was a huge scandal and a big problem. I'll sanction those contests. But I'm not interested in taking FBA, IBCA, PNWBA. Seems like they're a pretty good crowd up there. I'm not interested in taking these decent sanctioning bodies contests who've been honest. I mean, my God, we just had the IBCA and Mike Cameron went right down on the judge room the whole time. You can't get any better than that. But, you
now,
know,
it gives a lot of confidence when you see that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and so the U.S. Barbecue Association, you know, does stand ready to stand in the gap of anybody that's had problems. And, you know, if you want to change your contest over to, if you're in the mid-north, the northeast, or the northwest, you know, and you've had problems with your contest, put it in the BWCS and sanction it with the U.S. Barbecue Association. And, you know, we'll come up there and try to do it right. I've already got a couple reps, and we can get more. Money makes the world go around. Much as some of these sanctioning bodies have been charging, I mean, for that much money, we ought to go up there and be able to put national television on your contest. And everything that we do, we want to try to televise it. Live television is where it's at. Real contest is where it's at. I mean, for the last 3 years, everybody said, I like the first 2 years of Barbecue Pitmasters because they were out of a real contest. And you got your head in the chopper. And but you know what Robbie Roll and them did was good, but I'm just saying it's not reality. It's set up. Of course, it is reality between the 18 people. But it's not like you're at a contest. You got 100 teams there. So.
Yeah, I think they were just, you know, 99% of the people who are in the barbecue world knew that Rod Gray won, and I think that was their way to try to maintain some kind of secrecy to it.
Oh, yeah. Rod Gray just won this last one?
No, Robbie did. But I'm talking about the one
oh,
before.
Oh, Robbie did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and see, you know, yeah. like... I didn't know. I mean, I kind of had a feeling. I never came out and asked him, and you know, because you don't want to come out and ask him. You're going to put him on the spot, and he can get sued for $1 million if I ran my big mouth. So I understand why they did it, but I think it had to be hard for the contestants, too. But in talking with – let's go to the U.S. Barbecue Association right now. So this is a newly formed association. Are you going to seek membership for that, or how are you planning to work that so that everybody gets a good feel for it?
Yeah, no, we want to work on membership, we have to do everything the sanctioned body does. Now, folks, I've studied these sanctioned bodies for years, and we want to try to put together the best sanctioned body that's ever been formed, with being able to validate everything. Everything's open. You know, there's no secrets. We don't want no results that are an hour and a half late. We want to put them out there as soon as we can put them out there. I'm not looking to go invade America with the U.S. Barbecue Association. I'm just trying to make personal guarantees that the BWCS has a sanctioning body for their championships, no matter where it's at or what. Now, the Tennessee Barbecue Association, I'm probably going to end up using them a lot. I mean, they've already got all their stuff together.
And they're new.
They're new, and they're good.
Yep.
And
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you could form a better sanctioned body than Tennessee Barbecue Association. But now I've got a big marketing woman involved now, Christy Goldman. She's our new CEO, 25 years experience in marketing. I mean, big-time marketing. All she's ever done has been in the marketing firm. That's what she's done for a living her whole life. She's 47
right.
years old, and, the first thing that she said when I walked up was, you got to form your own sanctioning body. And I was like, why is that? She said, you got to have a guarantee that the BWCS can always perform, not have to go to anyone else.
Right.
That you know, when you sit down to do a world championship over here or there, you guaranteed you got sanctioning. You're not having to go through anyone else and fight this guy over here or this one because they don't want you to succeed. You got to know that you can do it all yourself. So, the long-range goals, folks, I ain't going to play. It's about world championships. At the end of the year, between October and November, the conversation always goes back to the same people and the same world championships. And then you go down there to the world championships, and there's all kinds of this and that going on. So we will form a circuit world championship, and we already have, and it's on for October 2nd through the 5th. Now, on the 2nd, we're going to have a huge barbecue superstars banquet. And then,
that's on Thursday, correct?
That's on Thursday. We're going to televise the whole thing. We're going to bring in a comedian. The South Carolina Department of Agriculture Commissioner will be there making a big speech, and hopefully, and I'm pretty sure he's going to come down and do that. Then we're going to have each one of the radios get up and make a little speech, and then I'll close the night out, and then we'll have the big comedian. We'll broadcast it all live. We're hoping to have at least 250, 300 people there with the cooks and judges. Now, then Friday morning, load in time for all the teams to come in. Now Friday at 4:00, we're going to start the Texas Chicken Contest. Now, Texas Chicken is the IBCA rules chicken halves, and we're going to be in South Carolina. So we want to have this big chicken contest there, and the governor and her cabinet is going to come out and actually cook in it. So there's going to be the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture and the whole crowd sitting out there across the front. If you're a grill company and you want to get your grills out there in that contest, all you got to do is get a hold of me. Then 5:00 we'll have the cooks meeting, and then 6:00 we'll have the official turn-ins for the Texas Chicken Contest. And then we'll announce those results the following day, 5:00 at the awards meeting. Well, then after the chicken contest is turned in, then we'll just go on and cook it at 10:00 quiet time. It's a world championship. We want everybody to have the best opportunity to turn out the best product. The commissioner of agriculture didn't want to have a band, so we're not going to have a bunch of loud music out there, but we're going to have food trucks and Dre's Place Barbecue and a lot of food. So what we're planning on doing is letting everybody eat good at the World Championship. And then Saturday morning, free breakfast, Dre's Place Barbecue. Barbecue Superstars is going to pay them to cook as many meals as they can. Anything you want, eggs, bacon, sausage, pancakes, biscuits, gravy, all the teams, all the judges, everybody involved, starting at 6 a.m. on site at the South Carolina Farmers Market. We're going to have the biggest breakfast that you've ever had for free. Eat as much as you want, and then go back to your campsite and let's go. 11 o'clock first turn in, chicken turn in, 11:30 second turn in, rib turn in, and then 12 o'clock is going to be the pork turn in. Oh, Lord. All right, yeah. The National Barbecue Association called, and they said that they want a whole hog included. And if you look at the name of the automatic bids, there's a lot of whole hog world champions there. Natural Born Grillers, Melissa Cookson, Myra Mixon, Tuffy Stone, Chris Lilly. I mean, a whole bunch. Chris Lilly's always been big in the shoulder, but he can cook the whole hog, too. So what we're going to do was no greens in that box. You don't have to put greens in the pork box. So we're going to have the whole hog cooks turn in their box, the same turn-in with the regular pork butt cooks. So, or shoulders. You know, at this point, if there's whole hog going in the box, I guess you can use any part of the pig you want to make your turn-in box for pork. As long as it comes off the pig, you're welcome to turn it in for your pork. Now, if you turn in just ribs for your pork box, that's going to kind of be, might be a mistake, you know, because
yeah.
We've got a rib turn-in. Now, you could probably put one or two ribs in it. I don't know what the whole hog cooks do, but, so, for once in the history of barbecue, whole hog cooks can go directly up against Boston butt cooks. And I think it's a fantastic move. I think that it's time for whole hog cooks to get their opportunity to go directly against Boston butt cooks, because that's always been the problem between the NBN and the KCBS. You know, the whole hog cooks aren't cooking the other stuff, and so they don't get the opportunity to turn in their big-time whole hog cooking, which is the best cooking in the world, against the Boston butt cook from, you know, a four-category contest. But we're gonna jump over that for the National Barbecue Association. And you can turn in either one for your pork turn-in. They're both going to be scored the same way. Now, we're going to put a designator on the whole hog pork box turn-in, so that will be counted in the second contest. It'll be the same scores. You know, we'll just take the scores and break them out, and you'll have one score for your pork turn-in, which is going to be your BWCS World Championship. And you're going to have one score for a whole hog World Championship. And if any
and
of these whole hogs...
You're going to actually award both as champions, aren't you?
Yeah, yes. So there'll be two world champions crowned at the BWCS, one for whole hog and one for the BWCS World Championship. Now, we'll do the whole hog first, and then we'll end the night off with the BWCS World Championship. And so, you know, when that scores broke out from the whole hog turn-in, which is just a designated on the number, so... If you go on the Barbecue Superstars BWCS page, you can go down and on Eventbrite and sign up, and there's a free slot down there to let us know early that you're a whole hog cook. You know, you don't have to pay any extra fees or anything. Just go down and add that to the cart. It's a free ticket, and let us know that you're going to be a whole hog participant in the BWCS World Championship, which will mean when you turn in your pork turn-in, you just get your pork off the whole hog.
This
now,
could be really interesting, Daryl, because there's a lot of people that would love to cook whole hog and haven't done it, and this may be their opportunity to actually participate in that.
Well, and something else, you know, it's always been said that the best pork in the world is at Memphis and May. It's always been said that Memphis and May cooks could tear up KCBS cooks in the pork turn-in because their pork is so much better. If you think about hands and shoulders and ribs all running together sure. with bacon and everything, this is an opportunity and forever will be an opportunity for everybody to jump in there and try it out. I mean, yeah. Let's see who can win, you know?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm sure that'll be your biggest, you know, people might whine about it because they can't quite understand it. But I think that could be really a great opportunity for a lot of people who want to do it.
Well,
they just have to look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, now, you know, we've always had MBN cooks out there cooking 1,000 pounds of meat at a contest. And you always had these people over here on the other side downing them for it. But then if you look at the roll call, baby, I mean, Heath Riles, Alan Smith, Mark Lambert, Myron Mixon, you know, the absolute number one barbecue cooks in the whole world came straight out of the MVN cooking whole hog. And you know, if you're scared, Myron Mixon, if you're scared, say you're scared. If he's scared to cook pork against a world championship whole hog cook, then just stay on off the farmer's market. Don't bring it in there because you're probably going to get it handed to you. And it's just going to it's going to raise the level of play. And, you know, if you'll notice in the automatic bids, there's a lot of names that aren't there. And one reason that they're not there is because if it ain't the four categories inside a KCBS contest, they're probably not going to do it. And so, you know, it's got to be in that controlled situation for them to be able to perform to any kind of a substantial level. So why waste the time putting them on there? Plus, you don't want them there. They probably got a smart mouth anyway. Well, anyway, so now brisket. Now, brisket category, we'll have a bunch of Texas cooks out there. And hopefully, I'm really hoping Ronnie Wade will come. You know, we'll get Ernest Cervantes, Ronnie Wade, and Lance Moore, and a whole bunch of these Texas cooks line up across there. Once again, I would love to see Ronnie Wade versus Myron Mixon versus Dana Hillis versus Jim Elser versus Rogue Bagby all at the same contest. So, you know, I want you to think for a minute. On an even playing field where you know these cooks are going to all get scored in an honest way, who's going to win on that day? Now, we're looking at SCBA judges. SCBA judges, to me, in the scheme of the National Outlook, are right up there with FBA, TBA, and IBCA. SCBA judges, there's been some changes in the management of that sanctioning body. They judge whole hog. They judge four-category contests. Of course, they judge two categories or one category on a regular basis, but SCBA judges are the most well-rounded judges in the United States. KCBS only has four categories, period. That's it. You know, FBA has four categories, period. That's it. Well, IBCA has three or four. SCBA judges judge every category in the country on a yearly basis. At Edgefield, whole hog contest, that's all. There's a couple places they got just whole hog contest. Gaffney, they got a four-category contest up there. And I feel like the death table and the lowballing does not happen in the SCBA. So I've asked Mark Busby. Hopefully, it's going to go back to the sanctioning body, and we're going to get all SCBA judges in there in that judging room for the BWCS World Championship. Now, what's the result of that? The result of that is nobody's going to have any control over who wins that contest whatsoever. this is going to be the most well-randomized, the most well-ordered world championship to go on in a long time. And you know what? Bring your big name in there, and let's see how you do, because four corners of that contest is going to represent the four corners of the United States. And I put the best names down on that automatic bid that's ever been put down in a straight-up lineup. I promise you that automatic bid list is the ultimate list of barbecue cooks in the world, bar none. And those people on that list will win, can win, any contest in the country. So that's the way we're setting it up. That is the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series. And, you know, you've done the American Royal for 25 years. I know there's 500 teams spread out all over the place. You know, coming in 147th at the American Royal is something you've probably done 10 years in a row. What difference does it make? Who's going to know you're there? Are you going to get on live television? Is anybody going to know what you did when you go home? Well, I get to measure myself against the best cooks in the world. Yeah, in four categories. How about having the best cross-section of the United States? And, you know, we've got five foreign countries coming, too. I didn't throw that in there.
That's
and
great.
Russia has committed to coming. Russia has committed to coming to the BWCS. So, go ahead.
Now, is there a way for other people to qualify for the October contest other than the automatic bids at this point, Daryl, so that somebody listening knows what they can do?
Louisiana, if you'll check the list, Louisiana has got a contest now. That's coming up in July. October 8th, the Breast Fest in Texas is IBCA. Hobbs, New Mexico in Florida. It's an FBA. Now, we've got room for 20 more contests, and it's between now and August 31st that you can put your contest in there. I'm going to go ahead and let Hobbs go this year.
And you're talking
about
coming in to be a qualifier, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
If you got a contest between now and August 31st, all you got to do is send me an email, give me a call. Now, Louisiana sent me an email, and I put them on the list right away.
That's great.
If you're in the Northeast, Pacific Northwest, or the Mid-North, you're automatic. I don't have to come. You ain't got to pay a cent. You put your contest down, and we'll now, there's one in Kentucky called the Banana Festival. That's another qualifier. And then the Sweet Tea and Fried Food Festival, Tennessee Barbecue Association, that's another qualifier. You have to look on the list. The dates are there. I think there's probably about seven more qualifiers between now and October 3rd and 4th. And I'm going to treat everybody right. When you come down there, you're going to have an equal chance. And I'm not going to let anybody, I don't care how much television they did, have any better chance than you happen to get fifth at a contest somewhere. And all I can say is you've done it all the same way before. Why, if you're on the East Coast, you know, I like to make it one point, why spend the $2,500 to go way out there and then get 147th? You know, we want to get 150 teams here, and we're going to put you on BSPN live television. And we've got 2.1 subscribers at this point, and we've got 15 other affiliates who signed on. Folks, this is going to happen. This is the real championship circuit that's going to be built, and this is my life's work. This is all I'm worried about. So, you know, hey, this and that over here and this one that over there, they won't even let cameras out there. Nobody's going to know you spent $1,000. But if you get in the circuit and I come out there and broadcast, everybody's going to know you spent $1,000. Barbecue Pitmaster, Spike TV, all the people in the world is going to come calling on you. They all already do. 90% of the people that are getting on television were on Barbecue Superstars first. And I just want to tell you, last night on the website, we had 101 people at a time sitting there idle. And what idle means is they're watching television on Barbecue Superstars. And that was at a time. So, you know, it's all right here for everybody to grab onto. I'm not trying to take it all over, but I want to get a legitimate circuit together that truth, justice, and the American way, the right way, honesty, decency, and what American sports has always been about. You know, even if a college cheats, it's not long, they're in trouble. If an NBA team steps out of bounds, NBA, you can't cheat because they got you. And NFL, you know, they had the one thing in baseball where 1921 they fixed the game.
Right, Black Sox.
That is the kind of accountability and validity that is within a sport. And I've preached that ever since I started. That's why I've started the BWCS. That's why I started the BSBN. And that's why I've started the U.S. Barbecue Association. And folks, truth lasts longer and gives more than dishonesty any day. So consider putting your stuff in the BWCS. Consider having BSBN come to your contest. And let's have our Cale Yarborough and David Pearson moment where it'll take us over the top. I've always talked about there's going to be a one big moment. I've had a few already, and I'd like to thank Myron Mixon when I went down to his barbecue memory school because that was a huge moment for barbecue superstars to be down there with him shooting that. And Myron Mixon is he's a great guy, and he's the power. He's the source. He is the king of barbecue, and I love Myron. And Myron, you know, I know you might try to take all your grills down there to the National Barbecue Association, but I got, to American Royal. But, you know, I got 2.1 million subscribers, and I might give you a big-ass award if you come, too, because I think you deserve a big-time award. So, that's about all I got to say. I hope everybody understands more now. I might be on John Reeves on Thursday night. I might be on Chris Chadwick's tomorrow night. And I'm taking the advice of this big marketing woman. She's really smart. She knows what she's doing. Christy Goldman, we want to thank her for coming on with Barbecue Superstars as a new CEO. And we're just excited about the future. And what do you think?
Well, you know, here's the thing. The whole idea of a sanctioning body, number one, you're taking on a ton of stuff, but I definitely see huge validity in it, and I see the reasoning behind it. And I'm guessing you probably would have maybe strayed away from that because it is such an undertaking, and you know what's involved because you attend enough contests. So I think it's a great idea. And, you know, there's so much going on in barbecue now. You know, my boyfriend thinks we're going to burn it out. And I'm like, we're on the tip of it, I believe, because more homeowners see it as accessible. And I think we're on the tip of it. You know, that's just a personal opinion. But I think we've got a long ways to go, and there's room for other sanctioning bodies. So, you know, hats off to you because I know you're going to work your butt off.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, without broadcasting on site, you know, without the ability for people in America to tune in and say, okay, this week we're in Plains, New Mexico, and, you know, we've got X team there and X team there and X team there. Yeah, I just went and bought their figurine doll.
Right.
Toys R Us. There's no reason why that can't happen.
The Robbie Royal doll. Though.
Yeah, Robbie Royal doll. I mean, he is so sharp in his look. if you look at what Robbie Royal looks like on Pitmasters, that's what your team needs to strive to do.
Yeah, he actually, you know, when you, I think he really, you know, and I don't know what all you heard, but he really attacked it this year, and he really took some seriousness about truly branding himself this year.
Yeah,
he really did.
I could see his figurine with that outfit on down at Toys R Us right now. I mean, there's no reason why that can't happen.
There isn't.
I'm letting a lot of stuff out of here that the BWCS is going to bring, because I tell you, you got to have broadcasting on site, and you got to build a sports structured network to this, or it's always just going to be KCBS got $20 million, the rest of the teams are out there struggling their ass off. That's what we got to turn around, because when you're like Robbie Royal and you've got that look, that wonderful, you're represented, you got, you know, he is a sports team without a doubt. You get 500 of those teams out there like that, you really got something. And then everybody could come, buy space on Robbie Royal's jacket, put it on his trailer. You know, BWCS gets sponsorship. We got 30 million people watching the BWCS World Championship. And I tell you, what's going to happen at the farmers market this year is going to be the beginning of the real Super Bowl. And we're not going to have just News Channel 5 come out there for 15 minutes because we're scared they might shoot something to get us in trouble. I don't know what
right.
the deal is, but anyway, you know, we're going to be the whole time we're there broadcasting live, seeing the team, seeing the governor, seeing the Department of Agriculture, seeing everybody in the town of Columbia coming together in a bona fide world championship, the SCBA judges, you know, and everybody. This is another thing that's going to happen. Everybody that comes to the BWCS World Championship will leave with their own mileage. You're going to get your own mileage. These 100, 200 people a night that are coming to Barbecue Superstars and watching my television are from all over the world. If you think about 365 days a year, a lot of them are television producers. A lot of them are people important in media industry. I've got a lot of people, and so that's why all these other things start happening, because they come, they see you. I stay on you long enough for them to figure out who you are and what's going on, what the situation is. And so then, you know, next thing you know, you're on Travel Channel, Destination America, Spike TV, you know, some of these other guys that have, and everybody wants in. And you come to the BWCS, you're not going to get lost in 562 teams. You're going to get television time. You're going to get exposure. I'm going to put it all on YouTube. It's going to be a permanent record. Now, I went for 4 years trying to figure out where the American Royal was and what it looked like. And really, until I took my camera down there with Frank Cox and shot for 2 or 3 days straight, I never knew what it was. And so I can only, you know, offer as much as I can. It's going to take time for change. I realize that. And, you know, you get that feeling because there's a big building around at the American Royal that you're really getting something out of it because you're even there. But, you know, 1,000 times 562 is $500,000 is spent just getting there. And if you think about the entry fees and the sanctioning fee, and there's a whole lot of money being all over the place. And now, we know Guy Fieri's there because he won it. It's well-publicized. And he got put in the Barbecue Hall of Fame because
of it. Hall of Fame,
and,
yeah.
You know, which team out there got put in the Barbecue Hall of Fame for showing up at American Royal? Well, nobody's even going to know you're there, unfortunately. So that's really all I got to say. And BWCS World Championship is October 2nd through the 4th at the Farmers Market in Columbia, South Carolina, 3284 Charleston Highway. It is totally covered under a roof, so your trailer will have to sit out, probably out from under the roof, but it's totally housed. We can put 240 teams under roof.
That'd be great.
Your range, Yeah, if it rains, it won't matter. Electric, water, free ice. I'm going to have a big ice truck there. You get as much ice as you want. And then big free breakfast. Hopefully some of the best judging that's ever been done and a true result. And then we're going to have a big BSBN television show to finish it all out with the awards. And I'm going to be calling the team's names, and we're going to try to give everybody an interview and as much exposure as we can. And if you take part and participate in the BWCS, we want you to leave there with at least 100,000 people saying, oh, yeah, I know about that team. And then when you get up on YouTube, people that seen you at the contest going to try to find your video, and then sponsorship will spin out of that. And
that's really the hardest thing people have.
I mean, it's a proven system. NASCAR, NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, Premier League. It's a proven system. What I'm doing is not new. It's been done over and over and over again. It's just these guys over here don't want it, and I'm going to bring it. And that's just about all there is to say about it. So, well, what do you think, Barn Goddess?
Well, I'm excited, and while we're kind of talking about, the BSPN part of it, I got to tell you, of the things I've done in barbecue and grilling and everything else, one of what I think the teams enjoy the most, because I do that little radio show, live remote when I'm at a contest, and everybody really enjoys it, but they love when we do the BSPN desk. We have some interviews, and people get to either tell their story or talk about what's going on with their team or, what they've been doing. It's an opportunity for an average Joe to be special in what we do. So I love that we're doing that. You do a great job. I'm glad that you're going to other places, and, I know that might get slowed down just a tad while you're getting ready for October, because you guys are biting off a big event to do in this quick a time. So.
Yeah, and I really pushed. We have to do this event this year. We've got so many contests who have come into the BWCS. I am not going to let those teams down or those competitions down. We have to have a BWCS World Championship this year, and I want to thank the commissioner of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. I want to thank Mark Busby. Now, folks, this contest would not happen without Mark Busby's help. Smoking Coals. Smoking Coals is the most wonderful company in the whole world. And, God sends good people in your life every once in a while. And Mark Busby is one of those people. And, Mark, I just want to thank you. And I want to thank, hopefully, the South Carolina Barbecue Association for helping me get the judges together. And everybody that's involved in this contest, we want to thank every one of you, because we're going to make history, a new history. It's going to be a new way to go. And, we need new control over the sanctity of barbecue competition. We need new control with the scores and with the results. And we need to be recognized by ESPN one day as a sport across that top line. So you got the NFL, you got the MLB, you got the NHL, and we want BBQ, or we want BWCS. We want something across that top line. And when BWCS appears on that little line on the website of ESPN, folks, we will have accomplished what has always been what we needed to accomplish. And all the elements are there. It is a legitimate sport. We need to demonstrate that through competition and through hard work, and they're doing it every day. We just need to broadcast and to prove it, and we've got it right here. The Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series is the vehicle to take this thing to a legitimate league We need a legitimate league, a league. League play is what we need in order to bring this thing forward. And, you know, so scared to have cameras at the contest that you start a television show with three teams because you don't want the cameras out of the contest. Well, he just screwed every contest in the United States. And what's going on at the contest is the most wonderful magic in
Absolutely.
The universe. That's what the country wants. That's what we're going to deliver. And, you know, you might be getting paid big to stay in the old system and keep everybody locked out. And I hope that money doesn't do you any good. I hope that eventually everything that's going on collapses on itself the way things do. You know, honesty always wins. Decency always wins. And I'm 49 years old. You know, I haven't got 100 years to go. In 11 years, I'll be 60. So if by the time I'm 60, we can really put this thing together into a national legitimate circuit, I'll be happy with what my life accomplished. And I hope that you could find it in your heart to get in here and let's get something decent going, because barbecue can save the world. I know it can. I know that barbecue is the answer because it gets everybody together. The hyoscyamine and the meat makes everyone happy. And it's just the love of the smoke and when that fire starts that's going to change the world into a better place. You want to help stop wars. You want to get a hold of the energy problems, all this other stuff. Well, it's all going to start at the backyard table with those Boston Butch ribs. And what's going to bring that to the height that we need is a true sport. And, folks, what a wonderful day when, you know, the judging's got cameras in it. The judges know their task. You know, the judges are the most important piece of any competition. And if you think about the refs on the NBA court, if you let the players go, they just mug each other. If you got somebody holding you, you can't even shoot the ball. You know, I mean, there's a lot of ways to cheat, a lot of ways to, and they're always pushing the limit of that, but those refs are there to intercede and make sure it's a legitimate, honest sport. Well, the barbecue judges, when they walk in there and sit down at the judging table, they have that mantle on them, and the scores that they write down determine history. And
absolutely. Every
so,
week.
You know, it's a huge undertaking to be a judge. Now, if you think about a ref at an NBA game, they absolutely know the rules. They absolutely know what they're looking for. And when something happens, they know what they saw. And, you know, if you're a judge out there that's participating in the death table and you write down fives and sixes, you're disgracing us all, you know. And then you're ruining the system. And you have already ruined it. It is ruined. And so we've got to have people that love barbecue and want to do the most honest thing, because when that result comes out, that's where God intercedes. You know, a lot of people out there don't believe in God, and they say there is no God. But, you know, when the NFL team wins, there's a huge upheaval in the whole world because of the truth of it. We all know when we look around that they are victorious because they were the best. And we saw each play as it unfolded, and Seattle Seahawks had that huge guy in the back of their defense called Chancellor, and he just totally dominated the whole game. And we all watched it, and we knew what was there was true. Now, you know, when you go to a barbecue contest like Mike and Debbie Davis did, and first place, second place, 34th place, and seventh place, and then he got vocal about it, you know, what can you say but it's a foul? And that is what we're looking to rectify with, along with broadcasting, to make an upheaval moment when the BWCS world champion is crowned, that everybody knows, well, we can't verify the contest they came from unless it's an IBCA, FBA, or TBA, PNWBA. But we can verify that when they got here, that they did have, according to the scores, the best barbecue that day. They did have the best. It was legitimately so. I think the Memphis of May is pretty good, pretty well judged too. But now, drawing from the four corners of the United States, we don't want the same three or four people winning every year. If you look at the FBA, 21 contests, 20 different grand champions. IBCA, Ronnie Wade comes to the top a lot, but other than Ronnie Wade, it's a lot of different people. And that's the kind of results that, you know, you can feel it when the person comes up and they won. You know, without a doubt, Mark Lambert is one of the best barbecue cooks in world history. So is Melissa Cooks, Mike Mills, and Myron Mixon, without a doubt. Heath Riles, Alan Smith. I mean, those names right there, Chris Lilly, there's no doubt in anybody's mind that they are the best cooks in the world. And that's what we want for the finale of the BWCS World Championship. And we don't want questions afterwards because, you know, this and that and the other. And it just hurts the whole thing. And, you know, another fact that is true is truth and honesty won't be questioned as much as obvious deviance. And, you know, when you get results back and it's obvious there's been some flimflam, that creates the whole cascade of problems. And now I know it's tough because different personalities, a person's liable to come up and say something regardless. But, you know, when you get 50, 100, 200 people involved in a contest, if you do anything out of the way with that many witnesses, they're going to know it. They're going to know it. I mean, you can't flim-flam 200, 300, 400 people. You just ain't going to – you can't really flim-flam 10 because one of the 10 will figure it out. And so we got to get this thing where it's a true, regulated, verifiable sport. So next year – now this year – I'll be overseeing. I'm going to make sure that everything's done correctly and verifiable. And we're going to have Barn Goddess right here and Jennifer Campbell verifying everything. But next year, I'm going to get a second major body in there, and I want them to verify. You got to have other people verifying, and I want them to verify everything that went on, everything. Because, you know, everybody who went out there and spent their money deserve a legitimate result.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't mean the same small group of people standing back there and talking amongst themselves. It means that third parties, fourth parties, fifth parties are involved. Just like there's four or five reps on an NBA court, got to be four or five people back there verifying what just came down. Because when I get in front of everybody and I get the mic, I want everybody to know, and you know what? Instinctively, they're all going to know if what I'm saying is correct and been done true. And so that's the main thrust of everything I'm doing. My main goal, number one, is to get a consistent, regular national broadcasting circuit together. And along with that, number one, is to make a good circuit that will represent up to 6,000 teams. 40 contests, 150 teams of contests, 6,000 teams possible to enter into this thing. And then top five advance, 200 teams move on to the world championship. Now, we'd like to get two semifinals next year, have 100 at one, 100 at another, top 50 advance. So you got the top 100 teams out of the top 200 who advance. And that'll get it down to a real manageable number with as many foreign countries. Now, if you're a foreign country out there, all you got to do is get the top five teams in your country. We're not going to come over there and try to hold a playoff. We can eventually if you want it, but, you know, it costs money. But get the top five teams in your country that have the logistical ability to make it to the BWCS on October 2nd through the 4th, and we'll take as many as you can. For 40 countries and they have five teams apiece, we'll take 200 foreign teams. We want to open this thing up to the whole world. You can send your teams over here and enter the BWCS. You have to study a four-category contest. You're not required to do the whole hog. You can come over and do the whole hog if you want as your pork turn-in and the whole hog contest. But we want to get MBN on-site judges to come in and judge the whole hog contest for the on-site. So the whole hog part will be your pork turn-in, the third turn-in, and then we'll do on-site judging, hopefully with on-site MBN judges. They're the best in the world at it. They do it every week. I don't know how many whole hog cooks we'll have entered, but I'm sure we'll find out here in a little while. And how many BWCS top five teams will want to get into the whole hog contest. We don't really want to have a final like you break it out to the top. Well, we could. We could do it any way the NBA wants. I mean, we could break it down to the top three in whole hog and then let them have a rejudge it. That'd probably be the best way to do it. Any way the NBA wants, they could do it. The NBA is a true blue professional-run sanctioning body, and so however they want to run it, and then we'll crown the world champion for whole hog at 5 o'clock, and then we'll move on to the BWCS World Championship and go from there. And wow, who would have ever thought that when I started Barbecue Superstars that I'd be doing this now? I don't even know how I got here. But
I don't think you even imagined or fathomed that would be the path you would go. I don't. Do you?
No, man. You know, I would have never. I didn't ever dream that. And I didn't actually mean to get here. You know, I would have been satisfied with trying to put a broadcasting circuit.
I didn't mean to get here.
I mean, you know, I would have been just as satisfied to, you know, just get four or five sanctions, get bodies together, get a circuit together that way. Because, you know, you get nothing but a hard time trying to do it the other way. So, but, you know, if you're going to do it, you got to figure out how to do it. And so here we are. And I just appreciate everybody who's been a part of this on the whole, you know, on the way. Better days are coming. Good days are coming. It's going to be a lot of fun. And give it an opportunity. Try it. You know, let's all get in here and try it. And it'll be a shift of power in a different way. But it'll also give those people who haven't had a chance an equal chance. And contests who've never been recognized will be recognized, you know. And, you know, we can make our own champions. We don't have to have any champions or anybody come. You know, when you go out and you pull out on a barbecue contest, everybody's equal anyway. And,
yeah.
You know, may the best man win. And on any given Saturday in some contests, that's exactly what will happen.
And that's what we say. Well, Daryl, we're all excited, and we'll be talking more and more about this. It's probably a little confusing to people right now because it's so big and it's coming quick. So I know that you're filling in all the Barbecue Superstars host, and they'll be talking about it. BarbecueSuperstar.com has all the information. We'll be putting links up for applications because you're already taking applications for teams, correct?
Yeah, all you got to do is go to the BWCS page on Barbecue Superstars, and there's a event right there. The first one's for the teams. We've got steak cook-off, half chicken cook-off, the barbecue cook-off, and then there's a place you designate your whole hog team, so there's a lot going on there. And then below it is a buy ticket tab for the judges. Now, signing up for a judge is free. You're welcome to come and judge. It's all free. I think I've got a designation for a whole hog judge. for on-site judging. So you can sign up for that. We just want to, you know, get people to sign up so we know whether you're coming or not. And then all the banquets, Thursday night banquet, Friday night banquet. Friday night banquet is strictly for the judges. I just want to talk to all the judges about being honest and doing the right thing. And, but on Friday night, we're going to have big eat-all-you-want banquet. And we don't want to do no big banquet for the team on Friday nights because you need to stay at your site and cook.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we're not going to go up on the hill on Friday night. But Thursday night, you know, if you can get there, we want to have a good time. You know, we'll get a comedian in there. We'll have a lot of food. And it'll be a time for everybody before we get serious to just come together and laugh and have a good time. And we'll televise the whole thing. We're going to be looking to try to build as much mileage for every team as we can. So if you're in the hall that night, we will have a camera on you, I'm sure. There's going to be a ton of people watching. Television is what Barbecue Superstars is dedicated to putting on world championships. And television is our main thrust for publicity. And we want to produce a cable network on right up there with Destination Channel and all of them. We want our own cable network. And the people, oh, that's a lot of money. Well, barbecue is what people want. So we've got the source, we've got the ability. This is what we're going to produce. And, you know, one thing I've heard, a lot of blackball stuff that people try to put out, but he's real little with a big attitude. We ain't so little anymore. I've got key people involved here. We can do this. We can produce a legitimate national television show, and I can run commercials now, and I will be running commercials at the BWCS. So if you're a sponsorship company out there that's interested in sponsoring BWCS or the World Championship, we can run pre-prepared commercials on our live telecast. So we can do an interview, and I'll run a commercial, bring the next team on, come back, we'll do an interview. So I'm getting better and more equipment so we can make more professional show all the time. So that's what we're after is the big television. And Thursday night, man, we have that banquet. It's just going to be a blast. It's going to be a hot time. And what you going to say when you get up there, Bongata?
I've got no idea because I'm excited that it's all coming together, Daryl. You know, we've been talking for more than a year about the different things that you've wanted to do, and it's here. So it's exciting, and yeah, we're gonna have a great time. I like the fact that you're really doing things for the teams. When I'm talking to guys out there, they're always appreciative at contest when the organizer or the sanctioning body is really thinking about the teams and everything it takes for us to get there. So it's really exciting, and I know everybody will be moving in that direction.
Well, I appreciate you having me on your show, and our goddess, I appreciate everything you do for Barbecue Superstars, the Friday night live shows, and everything else. All I can say is I thank you so much, and RecTech is going to give us a free grill to raffle off at the contest.
Yeah, and, you know, that'll be real fun. So if I'm not busy the whole time, I'll be happy to do some of those demos because I'm pretty much know my little rec tech. Yeah, Daryl,
yeah.
Thanks for being with us. We're gonna be really pushing this and talking about it, and let's get the teams involved and get people signed up so you have an idea to do that first count.
All right. Well, have a good night. Thank you, Barn Goddess.
You too. Thanks a lot, Daryl. Okay, guys, so that's Daryl Mass, the czar of Barbecue Superstars. And, you know, it's the Barbecue Superstars World Champion Series, and it's an opportunity for an additional sanctioning body to take it in a different direction and really look at it more as a sport. First year may be small. It may be bigger than they even expect, but it's all... You know, as you have questions, bring it to any of the Barbecue Superstars host. You know, we're here six nights a week. If we don't know the answer, we'll get you to Daryl, and we'll find you an answer. Or, you know, if it's something that hasn't been addressed as of yet, maybe we don't have the answer, and we'll get it for you. So looking forward to South Carolina in early October. It's a beautiful time there anyway, so hopefully you'll be making plans for that. And you can get that information on barbecuesuperstars.com, and you can see there's a series, a whole section there, because I looked it up today. And I'm probably going to stick that link on a couple of my pages on Facebook. So probably you'll do it on the Barn Goddess Radio Show as well as my personal page, so that if you want to go directly to it, it's got a link and it's at the bottom of the page, and it's pretty lengthy. It talks about the whole schedule for what's anticipated right now and planned. It may change because they may tweak it a little bit better, but one of the things that he's got going is the Department of Agriculture for South Carolina being on board and being at the farmers market is huge, because we know in Florida, if you're doing events in Tallahassee, to have somebody like the Commissioner of Agriculture and that department on board is going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to it. Want to thank my sponsors again, Rectech Pellet Cookers. Like Daryl said, actually Ray has committed a cooker that's going to be raffled off in some fashion up there. We may have some demos going on. Daryl's looking to get the public involved and get them seeing how barbecue is, how it really is. A lot of times they come to contests and they just don't get a chance to walk around and talk to teams because we're busy. And quite frankly, it sometimes isn't the greatest. So I know he has some ideas for that as well. I want to thank Mac Daddy Smokers, my Pit Viper. Like I said, come by and see Billy and Fernandine Beach if you're going to be there in a couple weeks. Meet the owner at Mac Daddy. Come on out and visit with him. Also, Sweet Smoke Q, you can get 20% off this week if you use the code GODDESS on his website, sweetsmokeletterq.com. Cookinpellets.com, I use it exclusively. I like the premium blend, or the perfect pellet it's actually called. But he also has 100% hickory, so for you guys that want a little bolder flavor for your big meats, he does have a 100% hickory pellet that you can go, and that's cookinpellets.com. Also Pirate 50 and Royal Oak, whether it's the charcoal briquettes or the lump charcoal. I'm still working off the same basket, and I've done two cooks of ribs. So it produces an amazing heat, and I can't be happier than to have them on board. Folks, lots of stuff going on tonight. Congratulations again to Robbie and Raymond, Rescue Smokers, for being the grand champion, Barbecue Pitmasters, and to Joe Pierce and his brother Michael. Amazing series, and been a lot of really good cooks, and I've been really happy to have a lot of them on the show. So thank you to them, and congratulations to everybody that's there. I think their organizer said it best. Everybody might, and I hate it to hear Robbie say, then you get the haters, but the fact is those guys put their butts out there and took a chance to win or be defeated in front of people. So they're not sitting with their ass just on the sofa. They were out there putting it out there. And every time you do that, every time you risk failure, you succeed because you put it out there. So congratulations to all of them. I don't care if you went out in the first round. You guys did an amazing job, and you put yourself out there, and everybody enjoys watching it. With that, guys, I'm going to close out for the night. Don't know who's doing Friday Night Lights this week, so I can't commit to that. I won't be there, but hopefully someone will be there. Their Barbecue Superstars will be here six nights a week. You can visit Daryl on the live stream in the morning, on the morning show, and check out Chris will be with you tomorrow night, so you can check him out. I'll be back on Tuesday of next week, my regular scheduled show. And with that, I thank you for listening. Keep on smoking. Safe travels to all those competing this weekend, and loved having you here. Thanks again. Good night.